Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, November 11th. You'll be interested to know, 106 years ago, today, in 1918, at 5 o'clock in the morning, the Allied powers in Germany signed an armistice document in the railway carriage of Ferdinand Foch, the commander of the Allied armies. 6 hours later, World War I officially came to an end, marking a significant turning point in global history. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, we have a chance of light rain, and it feels like 56 degrees with 19 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:25, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:31. It looks like we're in for some morning rain before 9 a.m., giving way to mostly sunny skies and a high near 66 with a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear conditions with a low of 46 and gentle winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Monday will be at 6:30 with the low tide at 12:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 54 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Tuesday with a high near 53 and a northwest wind. Wednesday remains sunny but cooler with a high near 47. A slight chance of rain appears Thursday along with partly sunny skies and a high near 48. Nights will be mostly clear to partly cloudy, with lows around 31 to 38. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, Massachusetts has made history by voting to allow rideshare drivers the option to unionize, as reported by the Associated Press. This marks the first state to approve such legislation. The significance of this decision lies in providing drivers, who have faced declining wages and increasing expenses, an opportunity to negotiate better conditions. The measure passed with 54% of the vote. Manny Pastrake, president of Local 32, hailed this as an historic moment for the 70,000 drivers in Massachusetts, suggesting it could inspire nationwide organization among rideshare drivers. The future response of rideshare companies remains uncertain. Now on to sports. On Sunday night football in Houston, the Detroit Lions, now 8-1, edged past the Houston Texans, who are 6-4, with a dramatic 26-23 victory. Despite Jared Goff's uncharacteristic 5 interceptions, the Lions rallied from a daunting 23-7 halftime deficit. Jake Fates nailed a crucial 52-yard field goal as time expired. C.J. Stroud's efforts fell short as the Texans were shut out in the second half. Tonight on Monday Night Football, the Miami Dolphins, at 2-6, visit the Los Angeles Rams, who are 4-4. The Rams are favored by 1, with a tight contest expected. On Saturday, the 16th-ranked Mississippi Rebels upset the 3rd-ranked Georgia Bulldogs, winning 28-10 in a rain-soaked Oxford. Jackson Dart threw for 199 yards with a touchdown. Ole Miss defense was dominant, recording 5 sacks and 9 tackles for loss. Also Saturday, Georgia Tech stunned the 4th-ranked Miami Hurricanes with a thrilling 28-23 victory in Atlanta. Haynes King led the Yellow Jackets, rushing for 93 yards and scoring two touchdowns. Miami's Cam Ward threw three touchdowns but fumbled late, sealing the Hurricanes' first loss of the season. In local sports, on Sunday, the Patriots' defense dominated the Bears in Chicago, sacking Caleb Williams nine times in a commanding 19-3 victory. Drake May led New England with 184 yards, one touchdown, and one interception. Joey Sly added four field goals, lifting the Pats to 3-7. On Friday, Boston College celebrated a historic win over Syracuse in Chestnut Hill, marking the 100th anniversary of their first meeting. The Eagles, now 5-4, showcased gritty determination with 313 rushing yards. Ty Robichaux led with 198 yards and two touchdowns, sealing a thrilling 37-31 victory. On Sunday, the Celtics edged out the Bucks 113-107 in Milwaukee. Jason Tatum dazzled with 31 points, 12 rebounds, and 6 assists, spearheading a second-half comeback. The Seas now boast a 9-2 record, maintaining their lead in the East. Tomorrow night, the Celtics face the Atlanta Hawks at the Garden. In top news, for the best flavor ever in your spaghetti sauce, consider adding a few tablespoons of butter at the end of cooking. While starting with olive oil to sauté aromatics is ideal due to its higher smoke point, adding butter later enhances the sauce's richness and creates a silky texture that clings to pasta. This technique ensures the buttery flavor stands out rather than blending into the background. Try it with your next batch of sauce, whether you are making fresh tomato sauce, classic marinara, or spaghetti and meatballs. You won't be disappointed. In business news, a group of billionaires is attempting to acquire prime public land in Montana, leading to concerns about privatization and public access. The Crazy Mountains, a stunning but largely off-limits range, are becoming a playground for the wealthy, with former livestock ranches transforming into exclusive fishing and hunting clubs. This trend has garnered attention as Montana's population grows, yet many residents feel their quality of life is declining. Political figures such as Tim Sheehy are navigating this complex landscape, raising questions about the future of public lands in a state where access is increasingly restricted. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $80,500. Ethereum is just under $3,200. And Goetz's Maximus is nearing 93 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Chegg, once a leading online education company, is facing severe challenges as its stock plummets by 99%, losing nearly $15 billion in market value. The rise of ChatGPT has led students to abandon Chegg services, with over 500,000 subscriptions canceled. A recent survey found that usage of ChatGPT among students surged to 62%, while only 30% plan to use Chegg. Newly appointed CEO Nathan Schultz aims to pivot the company towards serious students, focusing on comprehensive services beyond homework help as it struggles to adapt in an era dominated by artificial intelligence. And in entertainment news, Christopher Nolan's journey to create his next film has taken an interesting turn. After the challenges of releasing Tenet during the COVID pandemic, Nolan opted to work with Universal for Oppenheimer, despite Warner Brothers offering a seven-figure check to win him back. Nolan chose Universal, valuing factors like proper release strategy and creative freedom over financial incentives. His recent success with Oppenheimer, which earned nearly $1 billion, underscores his unique status in Hollywood. While details about his upcoming project remain unclear, speculation suggests it may venture into the espionage genre, showcasing Nolan's continual innovation and influence. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American dancer and choreographer, Judith Jameson. And she said, "You have to dance unencumbered. There's no other way to move. The idea of dance is freedom. It is not exclusiveness, it's inclusiveness." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.